The US will screen air travelers from Ebola-hit areas and temporarily suspend visa services from countries swept up in the outbreak after the WHO declared it an international health emergency. As of Monday, there were more than 118 deaths and 300 suspected cases in Democratic Republic of Congo, and one death and one suspected case in neighbouring Uganda. One American working in DRC has tested positive and is being transported to Germany for treatment, with six others being evacuated for monitoring. Public health experts are criticising the global response as too slow. Infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist Dr. Celine Gounder says we have limited experience with this strain of Ebola virus, which is much harder to fight.
This Bundibugyo Ebola virus, so this is a more rare species of Ebola virus for which we have no vaccine or specific treatment. There's nothing even close to ready for clinical trials. And so that means responders, healthcare workers, and other aid workers are really back to the basics. So they're finding people, testing people, tracing their contacts, isolating cases. And another key part to this is making sure burials are safe.